Hello and welcome back to the Heart Song Yoga Podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Sarah. And today we're talking about a topic Kel and I just randomly started discussing, and we thought we've got to stop discussing this and put it on the podcast because it is so important and so relevant to so many people in so many areas. And that is understanding why you don't do it. It being your yoga practice, your meditation practice, your art, your dance, your writing,
exercise, you know, doing healthier diets if that's what you're into, learning how to cook something new, anything that, you know, you've got on the list of, oh, I'll do that one day, and then one day never seems to come. Yeah. And you never have time.
It's time, isn't it? Understanding what you do with your time, because it's all too easy to say, oh, well, I just don't have time. And
Is that true? Being
challenged about that. Yes. Is that
question
true?
That. Challenge that idea, because we do all have the same amount of time, and some people seem to manage it and some people don't. And I think it's really easy to look for excuses.
Yeah.
And it's often often we do that, and we explain away why we haven't done something that we really do in our hearts feel that we want to do. And we can find all sorts of valid and reasonable excuses or reasons or, you know, explanations for why we haven't sort of put more time into our yoga or into our stretching or into our dancing, or even just, you know, you want to get to the gym every week, a couple of times a week, and it never seems to happen. And some point you run out of, like, you just keep recycling excuses, and that becomes a habit.
It becomes a habit. I think that's what happens. And when you consider that we all have the same amount, as you said, 1,440 minutes every day is ours to manage as we choose. So it's a choice. And often you can waste, sometimes all you need to make a big difference in your life is a little chunk of 12 to 15 minutes every day as a practice to get better at something, whether it's drawing, whether it's playing an instrument, whether it's learning to juggle balls, whether it's to learn how to breathe a bit better, whether it's to learn how to do a yoga pose. If you put aside 15 minutes as a minimum, 12 to 15 minutes, you could lose that much time thinking about your excuses.
Scrolling on your phone.
Yeah.
And I think the bottom line is those excuses, and they seem perfectly valid. And often it's family. It's, you know, well, I'm too busy with looking after the kids. I'm too busy looking after maybe an elderly parent or a dependent or, you know, just a lot of driving to do, or work is too full on. I have to stay late at work. And all of those things ultimately are choices. And it's not that you wouldn't put family first or even your work, you know, assuming that you've chosen a vocation that you're passionate about, that is going to have a big priority in your life. But it doesn't have to be everything. If you have this sort of inner sense of, yeah, I want to take on a creative hobby, or you know I need to do something about my physical health or my mental health or whatever. Those sorts of things often get pushed aside for those big, mostly family and work tend to be it for people. And they're not supporting their family or their work as well as they could anymore because they're not looking after themselves. Yeah. And it's going to come down to values, but also fear. I think, like, what are you really avoiding when you say you don't have time to do something?
What is the real block? What is it?
And I think it's often not that there isn't time. You didn't make time. And if you really sat down and felt into that and went, okay, why have I not done my, you know, art practice this week? Why have I not done my meditation practice this week? Is it because you're actually not willing to go into those feelings that it will bring up for you? Because they're very therapeutic activities. Anything creative is highly therapeutic. So it's challenging, you know? And anything that involves moving the body, like, you know, if you're, or physical or emotional blocks, so yoga or exercising or stretching or anything like that, they're challenging things that, you know, it's harder than just, oh, I don't feel like getting sweaty. That's not usually the reason. It's because when you go into your body, you release blocks and you release emotion and you feel stuff. And I think we become so sort of numb to that we forget that that's what's happening.
forget how good we could feel, or we're afraid of how good we could feel. I mean, I did it this morning. When you, as you start talking about this and challenging, and it's like you drill down, And I did it sort of without, before we had this conversation this morning, when I got up a little bit later than usual, and I thought, oh, I've got someone coming in to see me at 9, and it was 7:30, and I just had a few little things to do. I thought, oh, I don't really have time to go for a walk. And then I just questioned myself, like, what? How much time do you need? Like, how much time do you need, Sarah? Yeah. Like, you could do this and this and this. So then I thought, yeah, I do have time. I have time to get in the car, go to my little favourite spot, go and connect with the trees and walk up the pathway and back. And I got out and did it, and I walked faster than I normally walk, and I did it quicker than I've ever done it. And it felt so good, but I easily could have talked myself out of it by saying, oh, I haven't really got time because I've got to prepare this space and I've got to print something off and I've just got to do this, and I just want to hang that load of washing out, and no, I don't have time. But I did. Yeah. And by doing it, I sort of created more time because that charred.
This comes back to it's actually interesting that this little serendipitous that this conversation is happening now after you had that experience. And yesterday I was commenting on a lady who I follow, an artist on Instagram, and she said, does anyone ever have those days where you've got a to-do list longer than your arm and you're just flitting all over the place and not getting anything done? And I replied and said, oh, yes, definitely. And those are the days I feel most drawn to sit down and paint. And they're also the days that I don't sit down and paint because I feel like I've got a to-do list a mile long and I need to get on with it, but I don't get on with it. And the end result of this conversation that we had, which was quite lovely, was painting fixes the day if painting is your thing. And really what you should do when you're having those days where, I don't have time, and that becomes a cycle where you feel like you don't have time for anything. So everything on your to-do list is getting shortchanged because you feel like you don't have time, and then you don't actually finish anything well. You don't feel productive. You've wasted the day, so it feels. And if you've just gone, I don't have time for all of this, but so put it all away and take 10 minutes to breathe, or do a stretch, or go for a walk for 15 minutes, or do a little bit of drawing or some doodling or some mindfulness or whatever it is that you do, go to the gym, get this. It might have been on your list. You might be stressing out that you're not going to get anything done, but go and do that. And the number of times that will turn the day around for you. And then suddenly you will be more productive.
Yeah.
It's going to be far more often than the days when actually that was a bad idea and you were even further behind, you were behind anyway. So I think we get caught in our heads with this treadmill of trying to get everything done, and that's a myth. You're never going to get everything done. So stop using not having enough time as an excuse to not do the things that you know will reset you.
It's like, go beyond the excuse. Can you get over yourself, like I sort of realized this morning. Like, oh, that's ridiculous. Like, I do have time. Just get up. Just do it. It's like, sometimes you just need to have, I like what you just said, painting fixes the day. So for you, that's like a little quote or a mantra that you could have printed up in big letters somewhere, so that when you get into that funky state again, you can say, hang on, painting, that's right, it does. I'm going to do it right now.
It's because you would spend the next 15 minutes scrolling on your phone or reading emails, And were you doing anything with those emails? No, you're going to double handle them. You're going to have to come back and deal with them all again later because you're not in the headspace to handle them now.
No.
So, and that's really what it is. And they're challenging spaces to be in. Like, it's those sorts of funks that we get into where we're caught up in kind of hamster wheel running or stressing about all these things that we can't get done in the day or don't have control over. That's a difficult emotional space to be in, and when you're moving in those spaces, you get nervous that you're going to make it worse, because you're sort of caught up in this fear cycle, right? Of, oh, I'm not enough, I'm not fast enough, I'm not good enough, I don't have enough time. And so challenging that sort of invites the risk that it's going to feel worse before it gets better. But that's often not the case.
No, it is interesting because you've got to break it. Because I often would love to just be able to just do a little bit of art, just a little bit every day, and I just so often don't do it. Or a little bit of weaving, and I have it out, but I don't do it because I look at it and think, oh, I just won't be able to do it right. I won't be able to get it right. I won't do it well enough. I've only got a short amount of time. no, I'm going to have to put that aside till the weekend. And so then the weekend comes and goes, and there it sits for another week.
You still don't do it. Yeah. You have an hour. I do that often with bigger paintings as well. I'm like, I don't have time to, I've only got half an hour today, so I won't get the, you know, all the paints out and make a mess. I'll do that on the weekend. And the weekend comes and I still don't do it. And at some point it becomes apparent that it's not a lack of time. You could have made the time and you didn't. And so then I think it's especially with creative things or with things where health related things, these are the two areas that I see a lot of people kind of want to be better with their health and exercise regimes and aren't, and they want to do something creative and they don't. And I think those two things, taking responsibility for your health and being creative and letting that out, are two things that our society does not encourage. You know, creativity is largely discouraged and crushed. Like as an esoteric idea, it's lovely, but in terms of can you be a creative professional? No. You know, how many times are you told that your art isn't good enough? Or you need talent, or you know, you can't make a career out of music or whatever. And then all those messages, even if you have no intention of making a career out of music, those messages are deep subconscious programs that this is a waste of time. And you're not good enough. And you didn't start early enough. And, you know, you had to be a gymnast at age 3 in order to be a dancer now. And then from a health perspective, it's, you know, it's taking responsibility for your health, which is something that our medical system doesn't really encourage. And and all it does is perpetuate guilt.
So they're very deep. They're very deeply buried.
Deep fear and guilt around being fear creative and taking responsibility for your health. And that's what you're dealing with. And so the main message, I think, is don't feel like this is a failing, you know, but challenge that and go, okay, it's going to be uncomfortable.
Face the fear. And whatever you can put in place, like, you know, like that quote you came up with, painting fixes the day. And for me, I was once asked in a workshop, what's the one thing that you could do that would make the biggest difference in your day? What's the one thing that you could do in a day that would make the biggest difference? So for you, it might be go and paint. And for me, when I was asked that, and something that I have done is a nature fix. I have to go out in nature. So therefore, you've sort of got to prioritize those things. Okay, so I haven't got as much time as I would have liked for my walk in nature, but it doesn't mean I have to skip it altogether, which is what I quite often have done. I could still go out and enjoy a walk that's only half as long, still better than not going at all. And the fact that you've got over that hurdle and you've gone out and you've breathed in those beautiful negative ions from the bush brings you back in a different space.
It does. And I think that's the beauty of it. And same with a creative practice, you know, that exercises different parts of your brain and sort of helps you process. Like creativity and physical movement are both hugely processing. And I think that's part of the fear too. You know, it's that from an art perspective, like you say, you look at it and go, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to do it as well as I want to. And the only way to fix that is to do it and get better by practice. You know, there's no way you're going to improve or get past that block if you don't sit down and do it. And the same with yoga. You know, you might feel like you don't get into the shapes that you want, or you can't touch your toes, or you don't have, you know, the movement or the rotation, or, you know, it doesn't feel good. The only way to fix that is to do it and sit in that difficult space and move through it. And it won't fix itself by staying on the couch.
No.
So at some point the question really is, are you going to face that challenge?
Yeah.
And once you look at it that way, I find that suddenly then you run out of excuses. You're like, oh, well, yeah, it's not really about time, is it? It's not about everything else taking all my attention. It's about me not wanting to look at that challenge of, am I good enough for this? Am I fit enough? Am I flexible enough?
Yeah.
Am I going to take care of myself right now? And then as soon as you do, that's when you know, that's what fixes the day, that moment of facing whatever deep thing was running in the background that you didn't even cognize.
And be aware of the little tricks that call you away from that. You know, oh, I'll just go and have a snack, or I'll just go and that'll make me feel better. I'll just go and do that.
And then, of course, as we know, you know, snacking unhealthily makes you feel worse in the long run. So, And I have nothing against snacking. I like snacking. I do it all the time. But I try not to do it as an avoidance tactic.
Yes,
You know, come to your snack feeling good about it, rather than because you're trying to avoid something else. Mm. Go do that other thing first. Then if you still feel like a snack, come and have a snack.
Yes.
And you'll probably make a better choice about it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Mm. No, it's good to have these conversations regularly, because these patterns are so deeply entrenched that we need to keep just digging into them and bringing them to the surface, so that we can then, next time we're faced with that dilemma, we can just hopefully pull ourselves up and say, okay, have a stern talk to yourself and say, hang on a minute, that's an excuse. No, mm-hmm. I'm not doing excuses today. I'm going to commit.
Exactly. I'm going
to drill down, make a better choice. It's at the end of the day about our choices. We all have 1,440 minutes in every day. How do you want to spend every one of those minutes? You know, make them count.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, and not in a stressful, you know, no. Now you're accounting for every minute, and if you ever let go of that, you're going to fall over kind of way. Because I mean, that is a sort of trap of the rat race kind of mentality of, oh, you've got to audit every second of your time. Don't waste a second of it. But no, you know, waste as many seconds as you want, but waste them mindfully and doing things. You know, if loafing on the couch right now feels good, go and do that.
Yeah,
but don't keep doing it when you suddenly realize that it's not feeling good and you're starting to feel bad about it. You know, it's just really about staying in touch with your emotions.
It is. And if there's something you've been putting off because you haven't had time, can you use that as a perspective to say, well, where can I carve out just 20 minutes a day? Where can I carve that out and commit and start enjoying these pursuits that you've been putting off until the time you had more time? Because that will never come unless you make the choice to make it happen.
Exactly. So go make that choice.
Go forth and be creative.
Yeah.
Have fun. Play. Have fun. Skip.
Look after yourself. You have time. Make the choice.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.